This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, May 12th, 2021. I'm Jack Munson on the Social Geek Radio Network, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. McDonald's workers with the Fight for $15 movement will strike in 15 different cities nationwide on May 19th, part of planned demonstrations as the brand holds its annual investor meeting. Included in their list of demands, the group is calling on McDonald's to withdraw from the International Franchise Association and the National Restaurant Association over alleged lobbying against a minimum wage increase. Speaking on the matter, IFA's Matt Haller told Business Insider, IFA supports reasonable increases to the minimum wage that are applied fairly. So perhaps the Fight for $15 should spend its hundreds of millions of dues payers' dollars on better research before making unsubstantiated demands about organizations it doesn't know anything about. College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving announced it will now accept cryptocurrencies Bitcoin and Ethereum as payment for upfront franchise fees. The upfront franchise fee for the combined junk and moving franchise is $60,000, which today would equate to approximately one Bitcoin or approximately 15 Ether. Nick Friedman, co-founder of College Hunks, said, "We recognize that cryptocurrencies are an acceptable form of payment, and we want to lead the franchise industry in this area, starting with our upfront franchise fees." The month of May kicks off the first Ignite the Spirit spring fundraising campaign for Action Coach Foundation. The campaign plans to raise $200,000 by June 11th with the help of nearly 1,000 action coaches and their 18,000 coaching clients. Founder and CEO Brad Sugars said, "We want to help young adults become employers, not employees. When we ignite the entrepreneurial spirit in youth worldwide, we help inspire and educate future leaders who can accelerate the global impact of an Action Coach business education." Vitality Bowls is spearheading a campaign to shed light on food allergy awareness, advocacy, and education. Throughout the month of May, Vitality Bowls will donate 10% of the proceeds for each Super Berry Bowl sold to the Food Allergy and Anaphylaxis Connection Team, a nonprofit organization dedicated to increasing education about food allergies. Tara Gilad, co-founder of Vitality Bowls, said, "We are excited to be partnering with FAACT again. We were inspired to found Vitality Bowls to support our daughter who has food allergies, and it was our ultimate goal to create an allergy-friendly space without cross-contact of common allergens." Stellar Brands, a platform company for home service brands, has completed the acquisition of The Driveway Company. The deal marks the third brand on Stellar Brands' roster, joining companies Restoration One and Blue Frog Plumbing and Drain. This brings the total number of locations to more than 375 across all brands. Gary Finley, CEO of Stellar Brands, said, "We look forward to providing expertise and additional infrastructure to grow this business exponentially." Back with People News in just a moment, but first, now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including their flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business, tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at benetrends.com/socialgeek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. In People News, Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers has named industry veteran Chris Dull as its new CEO. At Jack in the Box, Steve Piano is the new chief people officer, and Carlson Choi is the new chief information officer. BurgerFi has added Carl Goodhue as chief technology officer and Henry Gonzalez as chief marketing officer. Buddy's Home Furnishings has brought on Mitchell Lee as director of franchise development. Nation's Restaurant News and Restaurant Hospitality have named Sam Oakes to the role of editorial director and editor-in-chief. Subway announced that Donig Hurley he has joined the company as its new global chief digital and information officer. Shake Shack has promoted Diane Neville to chief people officer, and Senior Helpers announced the appointment of David Chandler to senior director of strategic programs. Congratulations and good luck to you all. In Events News, the franchise show is happening again in person, this time this weekend in Philadelphia, May 15th and 16th, and next weekend in Orlando, May 22nd and 23rd. Over the years, over 540,000 business ownership candidates have attended the franchise show's events, and I will be there podcasting from the exhibit hall floor and chatting with great brands like Celebrity School, Honey Baked Ham, PuroClean, and more. If you're interested in exhibiting and speaking to great candidates in person at any of these great events, contact Michael Higham at michael@nationalevent.com about available booth space. For more information, check out franchiseshowinfo.com. And that's the way it is in the franchise community. Thanks for listening to the Franchise News Podcast on the Social Geek Radio Network.